Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Well, Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend with us this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Huddleston is a new friend. He's CEO of Investors Watchdog LLC. He was a member of the SEC, one of the regional branches of the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, from 90 to 96. He is an attorney by education and an SEC enforcer as a lawyer and by profession. He's also become a receiver to help the SEC work out some of their Ponzi scheme issues that they've had over the years. And I think I mentioned that his new book is called The Vigilant Investor. It's all about helping you fraud-proof your investments. Pat Huddleston, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm honored to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for your service. Okay, Pat. Let's talk about the big deals. Obviously, two big ones that have surfaced in the last couple of years or so. Madoff is the mother of all Ponzi schemes, and then the other one was the Texas based Stanford, which was lesser known. Mm-hmm. Probably his deal would probably have been a bigger deal had it not been overshadowed by Madoff, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, but if you were to ask people to name the financial frauds they can think of, you know, investment frauds, they would probably name Madoff first, and a few people would be able to name Stanford, and they may be able to name something that's local, something they've heard of in their local community, but
right,
they very quickly run out of things to tell you. But the truth is that there are hundreds of them every year. I blog about a new one every weekday on Investors
yeah.
Watch blog. People just don't realize how many of these things are out there.
Well, these things are reported often regionally, but somebody,
mm-hmm.
some investment advisor will do something, and of course, what Madoff did, Madoff literally built a Ponzi scheme. Stanford really built a Ponzi scheme. Some of these guys just take the money, don't they? I mean, they just steal the money. No pretense. They basically and those usually don't last that long because. And they wind up being a million or two or three or four or 5 million. But mm-hmm. Madoff's became, some reports I've seen, Pat, was over $50 billion. What do you think?
Well, I think the figure I hear reported most often is somewhere between 20 and 40 billion. But that's just what people don't realize is that there's the FBI's most recent statistics that they reported was that people lose $40 billion to investment fraud every year.
Wow.
So you think about that. That's one or two
wow.
Madoffs and losses every single year. And that number is low because it's taken only from criminal prosecutions, and most of these guys are never prosecuted. So the real total is probably approaching $100 billion just in America. And this is a worldwide problem. I was speaking yesterday to a reporter from the Globe and Mail up in Toronto, and they've got the same problem we have. And,
right.
you know, the blogs I'm writing for next week are about scams in Latin America or in Europe, and all of them these days seem to have an international flavor.
Is this getting worse? Is this technology allowing these people to be more effective and to hold off the authorities easier? What do you think?
Yes, yeah, that's a great point. Yes, it is. It is getting worse, and it's only going to get worse. You've got technology, which makes it much easier to manufacture phony statements and to reach people, get yourself out there globally. And then you've got just a huge demographic shift, which has greatly expanded the pool of victims. That is, 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every single day
right.
now, and will for the next 19 years. And those people oftentimes move their retirement savings from the relative safety of the company 401k plan over into a self-directed account at a brokerage
right.
firm where they are as vulnerable as turkeys in November. It is
mm-hmm.
just very, very dangerous.
So how do we prevent this from happening to us? What are some of the things we should watch for to make sure we don't buy into a scam?
Yeah, well, the first thing, Jim, and the thing that you read about in the Vigil Investor that you don't hear about on any list to-do list, to the do's and don'ts, is you have to understand your mental makeup. That is, as a human being, and the CIA teaches its intelligence analysts about this, as a human being, there are things going on in your brain behind the curtain of your conscious thought that make you almost pre-wired to fall for this. Now, our tendency is to think this happens to the gullible, the greedy, the stupid, and since I'm in none of those categories, we tend to think, I don't have to worry about this. But the truth is that we all have, because we're healthy humans, we all have certain cognitive biases. The way our brain is structured to make us more efficient, to help us operate in a complex world, we have huge blind spots that, because it's behind the curtain of our conscious thought, we're not aware of. And so that's what we try to educate people about. So the first thing to do, understand those cognitive biases so that you can take them into account. Because if you don't, you're a sitting
duck. Most of us aren't going to take the time to get to know ourselves as much as we should. That might take a little painful self-analysis that most of us don't want to do. But aren't there some literal there are some triggers, some mechanisms, some best practices that we can use to prevent somebody from scamming us?
Well, I will, but none of them will mean anything to you, Jim, unless you first admit that you're vulnerable. So
how about greedy?
What is investment other than trying to get the best return on your money? You can label that greedy, but isn't that what every investor?
But I mean, if you offer me 10%, somebody else offers me 20, and the other guy has as nice a suit on as you do, it sounds like he's got the same kind of credentials and background. You know, I'm going to go for the 20, and maybe overlook some things.
Of course you are. Yeah, which leads me to thank you for that. What we say at Investors Watchdog is, if it sounds too good to be true, you're talking to an amateur scam artist, and you have to be aware of that. Bernie Madoff succeeded for decades because the returns that he was producing were not outrageously higher than what his competitors were reporting. Now, he did it for a suspiciously long period of time in up markets and down markets.
Right.
But he understood that if you promise people the moon, you're going to scare people away. And so what scam artists are doing now, and what they're going to do increasingly in the future, because they learn from one another, is they're going to promise you something that's a point or two higher than what you can get from a perfectly legitimate investment. But that won't trigger that old, that sounds too good to be true axiom.
Right. When we come back, the book, by the way, folks, the book is called The Vigilant Investor, Pat Huddleston, with D's in the middle there. We come back, I'm going to ask him about the whole investment industry. How much, you know, it's all pretty shaky as far as I'm concerned right now. Right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.